Describe an interesting discussion about work or study you had with your friend. When do children normally form their own views? It seems to me that children usually form their own views when they're in elementary school. When they're really little, they don't really pay attention to their worldviews. But as they grow up and start learning about the world in class, they begin to form opinions on things. For example, they might start getting ideas about how they want to treat people and how they want to be treated in return. They may also start developing their views on other cultures when they learn about them in school. Do children have strong opinions? Yes, I think children have strong opinions. They may not be as informed as adults, but I don't think that matters as much. As kids are growing up, they may feel very strongly about their opinions because it's all they know. Instead of being able to consider multiple perspectives and adjust their opinions, they focus on what they're familiar with. So they can be very passionate about what they believe, even if they're not entirely sure why they believe it. For example, sometimes you can't talk children down when they want to go out and play on a snowy day, even if you tell them it's unsafe to be in the snow. Should parents request their kids to obey them? I suppose that to a degree, parents should request that their kids listen to them. There may be some cases where the parents go too far with parenting. Children could lose their confidence in making decisions bit by bit. They might second-guess everything they've decided on their own. However, for the most part, parents should have authority over their kids. Most of the time, they know what's best. For example, they should make sure children listen to their commands seriously when they're doing something risky, like crossing a street without looking. In what industries do you think communication is a necessary skill? Well, communication is a necessary skill in most industries, but especially business and other customer-oriented fields. For example, you need to be a good communicator if you're trying to make transactions with people, whether they're customers or clients that represent other businesses. Besides, if you're working in the service industry, you need to have good people skills. It's not uncommon to see tons of customer complaints caused by miscommunication. Communication is also really important if you work in education, since effective learning comes from good communication. How can you be a good listener? Being a good listener is a really difficult skill to master. Many people listen with the intention of giving advice or relating it to their own lives in some way. This technique can be helpful, but sometimes it can be a hindrance. Some people want to be listened to, but they don't want advice. They just want to say how they feel and be supported. In order to be a good listener, you should ask the person if they want your opinion or if they just want to vent. At what age do kids start picking up a hobby or interest? I think kids usually start picking up a hobby or interest when they're 5 or 6. Around that age, they have a better sense of their personality and what they're interested in. They're also exposed to more options. You can't do that many activities when you're super young. But as you get older, you can try out different things. Whether that's playing a sport or starting to learn an instrument, by about age 6, kids can start trying new things and finding what suits them. What is the importance of listening? Listening is very important because communication is dependent on it. You cannot have good communication or a good relationship without effective listening skills. If someone feels that they are not being listened to, they may become upset or resentful. It might end up affecting the relationship or even cause a falling out. So listening is how we show people that we care about their views. Being a good listener can help you in your relationships with family, friends, your significant other, and your work colleagues. Do children often express and share their views with others? I don't think every kid does that. It's true that some kids naturally love sharing their thoughts with others, like family or friends. But as far as I know, many kids who are introverted often hate talking about what they think with others. Plus, strict parenting can cause children to be afraid of expressing their views. You know, some parents are harsh with their children and often criticize them whenever they speak. Children growing up in those families can be very reluctant to express themselves.